Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Coffee and the Word. I'm Sherry Poundstone, your host, and I am so excited. This morning we have a guest teacher, a very good friend of mine, Shelley Winchlog from Reno, Nevada, and I'll be telling you a little bit more about her in just a second. So I wanted to welcome you. If you are just listening for the first time, Coffee and the Word is a 15-minute program with biblical principles and scripture and practical application. In other words, how do we live out God's word every day? I believe that this is something that's so important for us ladies. I have an exciting new schedule for 2016. We are going to be broadcasting every Wednesday morning at 10 a.m. Pacific time, and the format will vary. I will be doing a lot of teaching, but I will have a guest speaker at least once a month. And then we will have some special shows throughout the month also. So it's an exciting time for Coffee and the Word. If you are listening again for the first time, welcome. If you've been with me for 6.5 years, I so appreciate you. Very quickly, I wanted to tell you and give you an update on Becoming a Woman of Character. If you've been following this on Facebook or on Coffee and the Word, this is such an exciting time. Becoming a Woman of Character is my 12-week Bible study that I published last summer. And we had groups all over the country and in Canada and the UK this fall who went through this 12-week study. The cool thing about it is because we're in the age of technology, we have women connecting on Facebook in a Facebook group. So here's the deal. If you want to lead a group in January, we're starting all over, and you can lead a small group. You can do the study on your own, but you will not be alone. If you're doing the study on your own, you can still be connected to the other women who are going through the study or who have gone through the study. If you would like more information on that, find Focus International on Facebook. You can contact info@focuswomen.org, and you can get the book on Amazon. So be sure and look for Becoming a Woman of Character by Sherry Poundstone. And again, it's a 12-week Bible study, and we're just very excited. I'm also available to come and speak to your group or your church, whatever retreat or conference you might have, and I can come in and do a one-day workshop and then leave you with the books, and your woman can go through the study for 12 weeks. So it's exciting, very exciting time for me. Well, because we have such a great speaker today, I want to pray and get going. So, Lord Jesus, I just ask you this morning to prepare hearts to receive the information, to receive the teaching, Lord. We ask that you customize the message to every person listening, that you would be with Shelley as she speaks, that you would be with me as I guide the program in Jesus' name. Well, I want to introduce Shelley Winchlog. She is a good friend of mine. She is president of Immersion Ministry. She's a Christian speaker. And the interesting thing about how we met was through the Internet. This is hilarious to me. We live in the same town, and we both did kind of the same thing, Bible teachers and speakers, and yet we were connected initially through LinkedIn. So it's just a funny story that I won't go into detail, but let me tell you, technology works and connections work. So Shelley is going to do two things for us this morning. It's really exciting. Beth Moore is actually coming to Reno, and that's where we're located. So she's going to tell you a little bit about Living Proof and about Beth Moore coming in January. And then she's going to begin to teach, and she's going to teach on Mary and Martha. And I think this is such a critical message this time of year. So welcome, Shelley.
Hey, thank you so much for having me on the show, Sherry. I appreciate it so much. I'm happy to join you. We are very excited here in Reno because we have Beth Moore coming to visit and to give us a teaching in January. And I wanted to share a little bit about that and how the ladies can get tickets for that. We know how important Bible study is, and she is one of my favorite Bible study teachers along with you.
Oh, thank you.
So the dates that she is going to be here are January 28th, which is a Friday, or excuse me, the 29th, which is a Friday, and Saturday, January 30th. She's going to be at the Reno Event Center, and I have to share that, you know, her coming, one of the reasons that I think it's so special is because she was not invited by Reno per se, but her heart, God had put on her heart to begin scattering seeds in this area. There's so many neat things that are going on here and so many changes. The face of Reno has really begun to change. We're no longer known primarily for casinos and gambling and human trafficking, were actually becoming a really nice hub and a great place to live. And Beth Moore has heard about us and has decided to come here and join us. So I also wanted to say how you can get your tickets. The tickets are $69, which is a great deal considering she's going to be here for 2 days. She will be coming, and doors will open up at 5:30 p.m. on January 29th. This will be open seating, so you'll want to get there early. And if you have a group of ladies that are going to be coming, you can save seats for the group, but it is open seating. And then that will go until 9:30 on Friday night. And then Saturday at 7:30 a.m., the doors open again. So the ladies can find their seats, and the event begins at 8:30 a.m. and goes until 12:15. Now, there are a couple things that I want to share with you about that. We do still need some volunteers for the hospitality area, and so you can get complete information on how to register. One of the easiest ways, if you're a Facebook person, is to go on to Facebook and just type in the search area, the search field, Living Proof Live Reno, and that will bring you up to any place that you want to go. You can volunteer there. You can register for your tickets there. You can get more information and just keep up with what's going on. In order to get your tickets, if you just want to go directly to get your tickets, if you're not a Facebook person, you can go to www.lifeway.com/livingproof. You can also phone in to purchase your tickets by calling 800-254-2022. Now, there's more information online if you go to that website, and they can direct you to where you need to go and where you can get more information. And then there's one other thing that I want to share about this. This being the Christmas season and the season of giving, there are many women out there, Sherry, that can't afford to purchase their own tickets or they need some help with it. And so we have a sponsorship program, a scholarship program that we're doing. And so if for any of the listeners, if it behooves them to help out another sister who needs to hear the word of God, they can either go to GoFundMe.com and type in Beth Moore Reno, or if you're on Facebook, it also will direct you that way on how you can donate for that. I just want to encourage everyone that what we really, really need for this to get the word out is for the listeners to tell their life groups, to tell their church, to tell their sisters. But to get the word out, much of this is done through word of mouth and not advertising. I'm privileged to be able to talk about this on your show. But the best thing for these ladies to do is to just tell one another and let their church leaders know that this is going on and where they can go to get tickets. So that's kind of it in a nutshell.
That's awesome. And you guys listening, what a great Christmas gift this would be to a woman who probably can't afford or may not be able to afford, or even if she can, just give a gift of the registration for this conference. I think this is going to be amazing. What I love about what you said, Shelley, is Reno is no longer going to be known for the things it's been known for before, right? When we live in this region, we know gambling, casinos, and all of the other things, but we're going to be known as a hub for Christ. And this is just really exciting. It's just very exciting. Yes. So if you're not in the Reno area, you have plenty of time to gather up a gal and get in, plan a car trip or even fly in and see Beth Moore. I think it's going to be amazing. So thank you for that information. And I just love to hear you talk about Mary and Martha.
Yeah, this time of year kind of got me to thinking a little bit about them. This has recently been a scripture that, I've come upon, and it really struck me. I'm kind of in a season in my life right now where we've sold the house that we live in and we're about to move, and I've just been so busy with that and with ministry things, and with Christmas coming up. And so it's all kind of been a little bit overwhelming, and I've been trying to prioritize myself. And when I had come across this scripture, I'll share a little bit more about it. I'd like to read the scripture first, and then I'll share with you why it really kind of hit home with me. Now, this is in Luke chapter 10, starting at verse 38 and going through verse 42. Jesus entered a certain village where a woman named Martha welcomed him as a guest. She had a sister named Mary who sat at the Lord's feet and listened to what he said. But Martha was distracted with all of the preparations she had to make. So she came up to him and said, "Lord, don't you care that my sister has left me to do all the work alone? Tell her to help me." But the Lord answered her, "Martha, Martha, you are worried and troubled about many things, but one thing is needed. Mary has chosen the best part. It will not be taken away from her." Now, I look at these two women, and I think about, you know, who it is that we have. We have two personalities here and two different things going on between these women. Mary, where is she? Well, Scripture finds her at the feet of Jesus, hanging on every word that he speaks. And Martha, well, she's in the kitchen preparing food and drink, and she's entertaining. You know, I can strongly relate to one of these two women, and it happens to be Martha. I have found myself in situations like that where I find that I'm busy doing things, and particularly this time of year when you're preparing for things like the holidays and holiday dinners. And when I read that scripture in the past, I always kind of wondered why what Mary was doing was not as pleasing to God, because didn't somebody need to be preparing and taking care of the people that were there? And as I thought about this, and as I prayed about this, because I find, as I said, that I can relate more to Martha, I realized that Martha, what she's saying in this when she addresses Jesus, is that she's actually busy and she's bitter. And now, Sherry, I've kind of found myself in positions like that before too, even if it's just I'm at home and, you know, and it's a meal that I'm preparing for the whole family, and the whole family is sitting in the other room watching TV, and I'd much rather someone was up helping me. Now, the Greek word that's used here for Martha when she came up to Jesus, it actually means to come up suddenly. You see, Martha was indignant, I think, because she had an erroneous perception that Mary was avoiding work and thought that Jesus would agree with her. In this passage, we find Martha working so hard providing for the entertainment of Christ and the others all by herself. Martha's intention, though, it was in respect to the Lord. So I don't want to, you know, put her in a poor light. I don't think that Martha was completely being selfish. I think that she was trying to do the right thing for her household affairs. But there was something to be blamed. She was focused on busy work, plenty, variety, exactness. Worldly business can be a snare to us when it serves anything other than God's primary desire for us. For me, I had the closest example that I can give to that, because this year is so paralleled from last year's Christmas season. Last year I had a dinner party at my house that was upwards of about 30 people. And I think about what I was busy doing. Now, the purpose of the party, besides Christmas, was just to honor my guests and to thank them. My husband and I had a particularly busy and rough year, and there were many people that were so good and supportive of us, and we wanted to honor them. So we had this big dinner.
Right.
So all the preparations that go into that can exhaust you. And it can also take your eyes off the particular reason why you're doing it in the first place. Now, Sherry, I found it interesting.
We're coming to the end, Shelley. I just wanted to let you know we're coming to the end of the show time. So.
Okay. Well, I'm just about done here. I thought it was interesting. Jesus says, "Martha, Martha," which means we really need to take heed to that. It's as if he was saying, Martha fixing all kinds of courses. Sure, you're preparing a big meal, but don't you see, I only want one thing, and that's a simple meal. I'd rather have you
with
me rather than talking about food and giving me that. Yes, I think he looks at us and he says, you know, it's good what we're doing, but it leaves a person feeling hungry again.
Yeah.
And this is what it brought to mind. I look at where Mary was. Mary was at his feet, and he says, but only one thing is necessary, and Mary has chosen the good part. You know, what we do with Christ is infinitely more important than what we do for him. I might be performing a duty or caring for obligations, but in this passage, Jesus was showing me, and he should be showing us, what we do with him as a friend is infinitely more important than what we could ever do in service. And so it's just a reminder this Christmas for me of who the focus needs to be and where the focus doesn't need to be. We prepare and we get ready, but really our focus is love.
Yes.
Love for our Savior and it's love for our friends and family.
Praise God. Praise God. Thank you, Shelley. That was great. I just want to just mention to everyone that you need to maybe take a look at where you're going with all of this in the Christmas season, in the busy time. So thank you, Shelley. We're coming to the end of our time. So I will talk with you next week. Bye-bye.